Osiris.
Hello! Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all of the things. Welcome back to the Corner of Gray Street podcast. I'm Bruce and joined, as always, by co-host Nolan. Nolan, say hello.
Hello! Merry Christmas, everybody. Oh, man. The best time of the year, Bruce. Other than, of course, D&B Summer Tour. But, yeah. What a happy time, and we've got some stuff to break down from 2023, Bruce. We got some gifts to unwrap, if you will.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we wanted to do kind of a 2023 unwrapped or DMB gifts that they presented us here in 2023, and we slowly unwrapped them throughout the year. But before we get into some of those, we obviously wanted to thank all of you. All of our listeners, our viewers, they're on YouTube, any of our like social media interactions, our social interactions at concerts and even at breweries and other random places, just in general, we meet listeners and everything. So shout out to all of you. Thank y'all so much and hope you all have a great holiday season. Nolan, why don't you give a little bit of a rundown of what the Corner of Gray Street podcast did this year before we go into what D&B did for us this year in 2023.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just millions and millions of downloads and listeners. And, you know, I think one of the coolest things we did this year was your baby was Concerts on the Corner. I loved Concerts on the Corner. Really cool stuff with our best of SPAC all time and then best of 2023. Those shows are so much fun. Putting together those shows is awesome because we get to be Dave for a little bit. And one of these days, we're going to make a set list for him and the band, and they're going to do it. And, you know, they should honestly do that. They should auction off that, and it would be epic. That would, like, what a Christmas gift that would be.
Yeah, do it.
Be amazing. But, yeah. Like Bruce said, just getting to see everybody, interact with everybody, made new friends this year, you know, went on other people's podcasts, joined Osiris. That was a huge, huge thing for us this year. So super thankful for the Osiris fam and RJ. But yeah, Bruce, we, you know, we attended two shows together. That was fun. That was definitely a highlight of 2023 in Charleston. And that night, too, was phenomenal. Yeah, got to see them at MSG night, too. That was surely one of the highlights of my year and one of the best DMB shows I've seen. And then getting to see TR3, see Tim Reynolds up close in Raleigh at a small local brewery was incredible. Tim is, in fact, an alien. I don't know if aliens celebrate Christmas. I'm assuming they do, but Merry Christmas, Tim, and happy birthday month as well. And then Bruce, most recently, Goosemas. We had an incredible time at Goosemas. So thankful for all of the shows that we got to go to this year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, wish it could have been more, but we'll see what 2024 holds maybe in that. In that regard, you know, everyone's still holding out for when those dates drop, and I'm sure they'll be in the next month or two there. Also, Nolan, we had a ton of great guests and interviews this year, which was awesome. You know, guests as far as having Ryan Storm on, Clint came back, Mr. Clint Wells, Brian Weinstein of the Attendance Bias podcast came on. I guess Matt Norlander joined us again. We'll see if Norlander. Shout out to Matt. And then, you know, kind of our combos on the corner series, interviews with Chuck and Tim from the Everyday Music video was fun. Obviously, Joe Lawler. That was one of our favorites. And then another one, Mr. Brian Calhoun of Rockbridge Guitars. That was a ton of fun. Rockbridge, Tinker Tar, Chicapig, all of those. And of course, Dave's Guitar Maker. I mean, Rockbridge, like, come on. That was incredibly fun. And Nolan, we had one pretty big milestone, I guess, downloads-wise as well, hitting 150K for the history of the pod and beyond. And so by next year at this time, we want it to be obviously 1.5 million. So y'all need to just download, just set it on repeat, download, delete, all of those things. And we'll get those numbers up really high. I think so. No wonder we had some, I need to be doing that. But yeah, Nolan, what we wanted to do, as far as gifts from DMB to us, the fans, in 2023 was give just a top three. Okay, each of us are going to give three gifts that we felt like we received that we were just so excited to unwrap this year from DMB. But first, obviously, what do you do first? Typically, Christmas morning, stocking stuffers, right? You open up your stocking. So Nolan, why don't you give a couple of stocking stuffers that you felt like we received from DMB this year, and then we'll get into the actual meat and potatoes of this thing.
Hot take here. We do our stockings last.
Ooh, okay.
I want to know who else does their stockings last? Let's hear it in the comments. But we thought it'd be a good intro. We'll kind of ease into it for this pod. Stocking stuffers. Dave and Tim in DMB in Mexico. Those were incredible shows. As always, Mexico, they bring it in Mexico. And screw all of you going to Mexico again in 2 months.
Maybe I'll win the lottery.
Hope you guys have fun. It. Yeah. Hope you guys have a great time. It's going to be awesome. We got some great new cover songs and tributes. A lot at the Gorge, but I thought DMB like really went out there, went out on a limb and surprised us with some great covers. Just Breathe. Pirate Looks at 40 was a nice tribute. And then The Weight, those stick out to me the most. So that was fun. Brick House, obviously, out of Jimmy was great. And then Bruce, something that we've talked about a lot on the podcast. Dave listened. Segways and Fakes. I mean, that was truly great. And then new song Cha-Cha. I mean, we had so much great stuff.
Yeah. Cha-Cha, and then the most recent one in the fall that they brought out. Now it's the name of the song is straight up eluding me for whatever reason. But
Straight Shot,
that's it. Yeah, I like Cha-Cha a lot more. But regardless, yeah, all of those are great there. I also really, really, totally agree on the Segways and Fakes. We do those on Concerts on the Corner, and you know, DMB has done them, I guess, some throughout their history, but they stepped that up this summer. You know, Madman's Fake, they did some Satellite Fakes, obviously the Too Much Fakes, all of that stuff. So that was really, really awesome. All right, Nolan, let's start digging under that tree. And first gift goes to thee. So please unwrap and let us know what DMB gave to you in this first gift of 2023.
It was a monumental year for DMB. I think we saw one of the best tours, at least in the last decade, for sure. But the biggest reason 2023 was huge for the band was a new album. Walk Around the Moon came out on May 19th, 2023. And, I mean, so much anticipation for this one, Bruce. Been 5 years since Come Tomorrow. And, you know, they do not put out a ton of studio albums. A lot of time in between. I mean, 5 years with a pandemic in between. I mean, that's a lot. So a lot of buildup, and seemingly, you know, they worked on this album for a very long time, and we were just dying for information, for anything, any tidbits. Everyone became like amateur sleuths on the internet trying to figure out, you know, what's on that chalkboard or the dry erase board in the background. What are those songs called?
yes.
amazing times in the DMB community. But I thought Walk Around the Moon was like a pleasant surprise, and like I think it was better and has gotten better the more time has passed and the more listens it gets, and also the way the songs have evolved live. I think once hearing the songs live, like they all sounded great from the jump. There was no like real road testing. It was just like, these songs are great and sound like songs that have been playing forever. They just really fit well with the DMB sound. So I thought, you know, obvious highlight, and some really, really great studio cuts on this album. Madman's Eyes to me sticks out, and that was big time. It was also the most played song of the year. Madman's Eyes, followed by Looking for a Vein, then Walk Around the Moon, then I believe Brick House, but not an original, and then Monsters. So those were the most played songs this year, and I think all of those were just great. And obviously Madman's Eyes and Monsters turned out to be monsters live. So huge highlight, huge year for the band, Bruce. Very thankful for their studio efforts.
Absolutely. Great pick. Great gift. Thank you, DMB. We appreciate that. Now, how about another one very, very soon? That'd be awesome. How about that? I'm going to go with openers. Openers here in 2023 were pretty daggone cool and unique. I mean, you had songs that had been missing for a while, like Spoon, Bismarck, American Baby Intro as well. And they actually opened shows at some point throughout the tour, whether it was fall or summer. I mean, we never dreamed of seeing a song like Spoon open, even in, we would send set lists to each other or just talk about shows and make up set lists for years, decades, even sort of. And even yes, in those wildest imaginations, I don't think we ever had Spoon up there. No. And it was great. Never. You got to see it. That's a cool way for the first time to see Spoon, is opening the show. Yep. I mean, Bismarck opened 6 times.
We saw that too.
Yeah, we did see that one open. That was great. And that was the first time since 2016. And you had Buses stuff was open twice. One up in Charlottesville, and that had been missing for 13 years. You had a list of other songs as well, like Dreaming Tree opened. It was his only performance of the year. Pig, Satellite, we saw that. And then, you know, Jane, Graves, Billy's, those will pop up every now and then. But yeah, like Looking for a Vein was an interesting opener. Virginia in the Rain, and then Nancy's opener was really, really cool as well. So the openers this year were, I thought, you know, pretty spectacular, and kind of left you guessing. You didn't ever truly know what was coming, and that's how we like it. So thank you, DMB.
Yes, love being surprised at shows. It is the best when you don't see something coming. What, speaking of things we didn't see coming at all, like not even close, number two on my list, Dave Matthews guesting with Dead and Company, July 3rd, Folsom Field, Boulder, Colorado. That was unbelievable. We were both watching the show, which I just made it even better to be able to like see it happening somewhat live, even though we weren't there. But it was the final Dead show at Folsom Field in their final tour ever, if you believe that. Right. We'll see. But yeah, I mean, 22 years after DMB's Folsom Field performance, which we found out was the last performance at Folsom Field because they went over curfew until Dead and Company came back like 15 years later, which was wild. But yeah, Dave comes out for All Along the Watchtower and to Not Fade Away to end the second set, and then comes back out for the encore of Knocking on Heaven's Door into The Wait. So and awesome. gosh, it was so cool. John Mayer gave a great intro about Dave being a hero of his. Everyone likes Dave. And amazing drone show going on during that time. And I mean, just like a huge moment for Dave. Whenever he comes on the pod, I want to ask him about that. Just like,
yeah,
how it felt to be on stage with those guys. You know, he's friends with all of them. But just in that moment, last show at Folsom Field, incredible. And then on a personal level, being a Deadhead and a Daver, I don't know. We need a better name for Dave fans. Yeah, I don't know.
Davehead, I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to work on that. But just exploring the history and connections between DMB and the Dead, that was one of my favorite episodes we've done. Love doing the research for that and finding Carter guesting with the Dead in Vegas in 95 and learning that, you know, DMB's like sound equipment was from the Dead, and Dave's mic on off pad is Jerry Garcia's. Like, that stuff was incredible to me. I loved everything about that.
It was awesome. That was so cool to be able to experience. Just one of those things where you just happened to get like a little birdie in your ear kind of thing. It was a little bit of rumors online and we happened to be able to tune in, and man, that was really, really cool. That's a great, great gift. I'm going to go to another kind of show/shows and say there was a truly epic Gorge weekend this year. We weren't there, but it was, I mean, you look start to finish night one through night three, and it is truly incredible. And I don't remember the last time that you can say that about the full weekend. I'm sure there's, some people who have been out to the Gorge or go there every year or whatever, maybe pay a little bit more attention. And somebody may argue with that, but I mean, we went in 2021 and, you know, even though we got an extremely unique year, it was not full band. And, I wouldn't say that it matched up at all set list wise like this year. I mean, the performances that they had out there, some of them best of the year, never before played covers. I think you talked about some of those already. Rarities, Bust Out, I mean, with Last Stop and Halloween and Joyride, stuff like that. You had all the guests. Tough to find a Gorge weekend, I think, that's better than that one, at least for like a decade or maybe more. I don't know, Nolan, but it was hard to come up with something, with three shows from 2023. You know, that aligned with the tour, that couldn't have been, you know, better than those. So kudos to that. And that was really, really fun to dive into and hear and watch unfold and all of that. So great job, Dave, and friends and family and all of that out at the Gorge. And good for y'all, Gorge crew, and all of the people that went out there and got to see it, because that was special.
Oh, my God. What a weekend. Glad friend of the pod, Reagan, got to be out there for that one.
Yeah.
So jealous. Incredible stuff though. Bruce, that's a good call on the Gorge weekend. What a special place. We got to make our way back out there sometime. You know, that weekend also had a lot of great guest appearances, and that is my last gift that I will be unwrapping right now. What a great year of guest appearances for DMB. I just talked about Dave guessing with Dead & Co, but DMB had some incredible musicians on stage with them. Bela Fleck, Warren Haynes, Zach Brown, Chuck Lavelle, Greg Fillinganes, Susan Tedeschi, and Derek Trucks. Come on.
Yes.
Our guy, Corey Wong. Dude, ripped. That was a true highlight for me. And I'm going to say it again. Corey Wong's playing was like so like happy. I feel like everyone watching him at MSG Night 2, like you could not watch that and not be smiling and happy for that dude who grew up a DMB fan and just was like living his dream, MSG with DMB. That might have been my favorite moment of the year other than Spoon opening, obviously. But that was incredible. Mark Whitfield, Trombone Shorty, Molly Tuttle, Bronwyn Keith Hines, got that fiddle back a little bit. Gorge Weekend, Sierra Farrell, and then shout out to the legend Joe Lawler, another year guesting with DMB. Just
thank God,
the absolute showman. Yeah, Joe's the man. Love to see that for him again. But yeah, what a freaking summer and fall for guests with DMB.
Oh, it was unbelievable. You could come up with a hell of a show, like a set list and full show just based on the guests, I think, and all of those performances.
That was
it was awesome. We used some of them obviously for Concerts on the Corner, best of 2023. So y'all check that out if you haven't, and listen to some of the best of guests performances also. All right, Nolan, we're getting down to the last gift. And you know, to be honest, some of you may have this gift actually under your tree right now. You may be receiving this and unwrapping this Christmas. And it's the Before These Crowded Streets 25th anniversary, just in general, but the vinyl, right? So they finally re-released the vinyl. And it may not have been the release, the huge thing with all these extras and bonus, this, that, and the other, and whatever that that we have wanted, but maybe later. I don't know. Who knows? There may be like a, you never know. Like 30 years is coming up in 5 years, I guess. But you never know what might happen. But yeah, so that's pretty cool. So some of y'all may actually unwrap that this Christmas. But also, this is the first year that the entire album Before These Crowded Streets was played in a given tour. The entire thing represented on a given tour ever. First time ever. Never happened. What? Didn't happen in 98. Didn't happen all those other times.
How did not happen in 98?
I don't know. They didn't play. I don't think they played Halloween on the summer tour or something. So it wasn't fully represented. And so this year, there it was, fully represented. They snuck it in last show with Last Stop popping up, obviously, at the Gorge. And then the last time the entire album was played by the full band in a given year over the entire year was, I believe, 2010. So it never really happens. They gave it to us this year. So 2023 did receive that. Even though Dreaming Tree was only played once, the entire album was covered there. So thank you, DMB, for playing your best album and all of it in a given year and a given tour. Continue to do that, hopefully in 2024, because, I mean, why wouldn't you? It's the best. So for those of you unwrapping Before These Crowded Streets this holiday, congrats. It's going to be awesome. And enjoy listening, because that is one hell of a gift from the boys here in 2023.
Well said, Bruce. That's a good one to end on, I think. Man. I can't believe they didn't play all of BTCS in 98. That's truly incredible. Sorry. What a year. 2023, one of the better years in this latest version of DMB. Man, they brought it this year. And they just played so many shows and also went to South Africa. So got to throw that in there too. But yeah, looking forward to 2024. We're going to have more combos on the corner. Look for some stuff January, February leading up to Dave and Tim Mexico. Get you guys in the mood for that.
Yes.
Combos on the corner, then Concerts on the Corner. We'll have a nice Dave and Tim Mexico Concerts on the Corner incoming. Spring European tour. Big summer tour, I'm sure. And, you know, also probably a new Goose album. So stay tuned for that. If it's a double album, you better believe we're going to do an album review. So shout out Goose.
I love it. Hopefully y'all are loving that too, because yeah, the transition over to us becoming a DMB and Goose podcast, it's in the works. I mean, obviously, like the fans are wanting it. So that'll be the 2024 gift from us to you guys. But yeah, hopefully y'all have a happy, safe, loving holiday season. Be kind to each other, love each other, and everything. We appreciate everything that y'all have done for us this year, and we appreciate what the band did for all of us this year. So, you know, as we wrap up, you know, obviously follow us on social if you're not already, at Gray Street Pod on most platforms. Leave us a 5-star review if you feel so inclined. Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, you can do that. That stuff does matter, so we appreciate any and all of the kind comments that you all have left and are going to leave. We appreciate that. 'Tis the season of giving, right, Nolan? So we would love it if you all would do that. But thank you all so much. That is, we have unwrapped 2023. And we're ready to hit into 2024. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everyone. And we'll see you all next time on the corner of Gray Street.
Ho, ho, ho.
Osiris.
I don't think it overstates things to say that the Beatles were the greatest gift to entertainment and culture of our time, a secular religion, if you will, with their universal appeal and demonstrable impact on people's lives. I'm Robert Rodriguez, host of Something About the Beatles. With every episode, I speak with historians, musicians, artists, and Beatle witnesses, all in the service of fresh insights into the most joyous cultural entity the world has ever known. I hope you'll join me and listen to Something About the Beatles, now on Evergreen and wherever you get your podcasts.